Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host this evening. You may call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Always remember, at Republic Broadcasting, there is always a way to listen. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at TargetedMassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, and you will receive one the following Sunday. Or you can visit our site at TargetedMassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click Submit. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Okay, we have in California on April the 26th and 27th a targeted individual rally. It's taking place on the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally is to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Thousands of citizens are reporting similar crimes in California and other U.S. states, yet their voices are not being heard. Attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com. Okay, and just to recap a little bit, we have been going over Project MKUltra. We have been going over various means by which we are being attacked. And this is actually on a daily basis. So, there are three words. I started out with two the other evening, but tonight I'm going to mention three words: human, intellectual, property. Now, I started on this the other night, and I'm going to continue because I'm going to stamp this into your heads how important this is. This is going to be the crux of many a case in the United States. Human intellectual property. Now, right now, it's the copyright of a book or a paper or a movie or someone's invention or trademark of a name. It doesn't say anything about the hopes and dreams that you have in your head. Those things that you can't even put into words. So remember human intellectual property. What they're data mining from you, right from your brain. Okay, while the effects of these weapons appear to be short-term and topical in nature, there is evidence that electromagnetic weapons have effects on the brain, including sleep disruption and behavioral changes. This is something you may want to look at when you find that you're dealing with a potentially new target and they don't realize what's going on yet. They may have voice to skull, but it's not getting through yet. It takes a while for you to be able to actually hear it. And the simple reason is you're not listening for it. You've never heard anything like it before. Okay, so they can produce anxiety and fear or general compliance in humans. It is possible to use these weapons as a means of torture, yet without knowing exactly when, where, and how the weapons are used. We are left to speculate. Now, an article by David Hambling states, maximum pain is aim of new U.S. weapons. Dr. Brian Martin, associate professor in science, technology, and society, University of Wollongong, Australia, co-authored a paper entitled Looming Struggles Over Technology for Border Control. And they were actually planning and probably have used these devices on our borders to keep people out. The scenario is often mentioned or described in the nation-state context, but it is possible to imagine such a perceived need in the event of internal civil unrest. Okay, the next area that we'll get into is voice-to-skull. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name of the city right, so if anybody would like to correct me, call in and feel free. Meoist, China. Cities were equipped with megaphones, bombarding the people with ongoing propaganda. The megaphones were in full vision of the people, yet there was no way to escape the sound. Well, this parallels voice to skull in a way, but voice to skull is so much more diabolical, as if using hypnotism. Today, technology exists that fills a similar purpose. Voice to skull directed acoustic devices are neural, electromagnetic, non-lethal. And there's that word again, non-lethal. If voice to skull is non-lethal, why do we lose TIs to it? Non-lethal. Now, electromagnetic non-lethal weapons that can produce sounds within the skull of a human. Now, I disagree with that simply because of my own experience. And I'd like people to call and weigh in if they have an experience of their own. My voice to skull is without, in other words, outside, wherever they want to hang out. Okay, a similar technology known as hypersonic sound is used in a familiar fashion. According to its inventor, Elwood Norris of American Technology Corporation, now, I have a dispute with this because this is actually Audio Spotlight, and I was under the understanding that Dr. Pompei, originally from Bose Laboratories, invented this. But to get back to it, the handheld speaker can focus sound waves directly at a person without anyone else hearing the sound. We have one in New England that we can use. It is at our disposal so that we can demonstrate. And I have taken it to malls, and actually it appeared at Unity and Hope 2017. And it's quite a device. It's 60 to 100 yards. You can actually put a voice on someone's shoulder. But the thing that is wrong is where it's coming from. If it was coming straight down, there would not be any interruptions. But if an individual walks in front of the beam, that person hears it. So I think the basic difference is voice to skull, if it's coming straight down, no one else will hear it but the intended victim. But there are a lot more things we have to discuss. We probably won't get to tonight, but we'll try. Okay, this same technology is being used at such corporations as McDonald's and Walmart to direct advertisements into a consumer's head. Okay, the next area that I'd like to touch is long-range acoustical device, LRAD. Now, it has been painted by me to be a very non-invasive device. But I have since learned that, according to a defense update, the LRAD can produce 150 decibel acoustic beam from 300 meters away. The human threshold for pain is between 120 and 140 decibels. Now, in the New York Times article, Mr. Norris demonstrates his technology to the reporter. At 1% of capacity, the reporter's eyes hurt and hours later still experienced a headache. So this technology can inflict permanent damage and death, despite its classification as a, here we go again, non-lethal weapon. While the LRAD may be seen as a way to save lives in times of disaster or to avoid civilian casualties, the LRAD and similar directed acoustics may be cause for concern to those who exercise their right to assemble and conduct peaceful demonstrations and protests, as we do. The New York City police used the LRAD at a Republican National Convention, and it was also used in Miami at a World Trade protest. Covering one's ears will not protect you from the long-range capabilities because it simply vibrates your entire body. And they did use this against Jewish settlers in Gaza. So it's been around. Okay, now we'll go into neurological technology. I'm trying to step up the pace a little bit because I want to get into later on one-on-one relationships with TIs on this radio program. And I've done it everywhere else, so I can't see a reason why I cannot. And our family will merely get bigger. Neurobiology. I see that, and I think of one of our own TIs, Dr. Matthew Aaron. He's a PhD in neurobiology. So neurobiology has many facets, including therapeutic applications with Alzheimer's, epilepsy, depression, stroke victims. And they're using transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. So I'm going to jump right into transcranial magnetic stimulation. TMS is being developed for military purposes using electrical impulses at close proximity to the skull to enhance mood, affect sleep patterns, and increase creativity. This technology is beginning to replace electroshock therapy. Boy, that's great. DARPA granted a contract to the Medical University of South Carolina to research on how to improve a soldier's performance. A soldier's reaction to stress may be less intense, or a 40-hour flight will allow for the soldier to remain awake without the side effects of sleep deprivation. Few, if any, understand the long-term effects of TMS. Given its relative infancy in the overall field of augmented cognition, does TMS produce unknown neurological effects 10, 20, 50 years down the road? To what extent is TMS being researched? TMS is part of the overall field of augmented cognition. In essence, augmented cognition allows a human to interact with a computer through brainwaves. The idea is to enhance a person's cognitive capabilities in the area of memory, learning, attention, visualization, and decision-making. One application of augmented cognition allows a user to monitor a person's brain functions and send anticipatory commands to the person being monitored. For instance, a military command unit will be able to monitor a pilot in a cockpit, and based on the sensory output of the soldier, the base command can input messages directly into the pilot's brain to improve performance. Okay, now, this document is out there. These are excerpts from various documents. They're all out there. Okay? Why isn't anyone getting this? They are inputting messages directly into the pilot's brain to improve performance. That clicks with all of us, I know, but this is not clicking with people like Dr. Phil, who I learned today just rejected another targeted individual who was calm, cool, and collected and presented her case very well, but still shunned by Dr. Phil. That's too bad, Dr. Phil, because you're going to be probably one of the last ones to know. But thank you. We are going right.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you've just tuned in, my name is Frank Allen, and we have been speaking of various weapons that are being used against the targeted community. You can call in and ask a question or voice your opinion at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And never forget, at Republic Broadcasting Network, there is always a way to listen. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're all done. Or call me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Now, my good friend, Dr. Matt Aaron, asked me to bring up this announcement. And on April 26th and 27th, a targeted individual rally is taking place next to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally aims to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Thousands of citizens are reporting similar crimes in California and other U.S. states, yet their voices are not being heard. Attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com, just as it sounds. And today, we've been getting into human intellectual property and how it is being data mined by the U.S. government. Now, what their plans are would seem to be a hive mind. And this is something that we cannot tolerate. We cannot let this happen. And I'll tell you why. A hive mind would eliminate competition. It would eliminate love. It would eliminate hate. It would eliminate humanism. A trade-off for transhumanism. Would be like an ant farm. So, there are many who support in the scientific community the hive mind. Well, guess what? We don't need it. How long have we been around without it? It's simply a way to collect information. People in high places have to have intel. They have to have as much intel as they can get. And there's never enough. Because with intel comes money. But to get back to my subject, DARPA. DARPA describes this as a human-computer symbiosis whereby this will enable the use of a closed-loop human computer technology where the state of the target is measured, analyzed, and automatically adapted to by the computer system. The increase in human-computer relations and the ability to manipulate and control a person's senses, memory, and neural output has wide implications. The basic ability to enter a person's mind is illegal. It's no longer futuristic or fantasy. It is quite real. It is happening on a daily basis. It has been happening to me for over 7.5 years. Go to commercial, folks. We have bills to pay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. In case you've just tuned in, my name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or just listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're all done. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Okay, we've been speaking tonight about weapons used against humanity. Weapons used against humanity. Now, that's not the enemy. That's humanity. So, we're one of the very few that actually preys on its own. So I left off with DARPA, which is a government agency responsible for creating what the government wants. And whatever it is that they need, DARPA will produce it. I'll give you an example. They wanted a swept forward winged fighter. Okay, it's a very unusual craft. Instead of the wings being straight out or cantered a little bit aft, the wings themselves point forward. It takes a computer millions of calculations in moving the airframe to make it fly, but DARPA delivered. So, if the military establishment or the government wants something, they call DARPA and they deliver. Okay, to get back to what we were speaking of, DARPA describes this as a human-computer symbiosis whereby the research will enable development, and in this case, fruition of a closed-loop human-computer technology where the state of the target is measured, analyzed, and automatically adapted to by the computer system. The increase in human-computer relations and the ability to manipulate and control a person's senses, memory, neural output has wide implications. Yes, it does. You can beat the holy Jesus out of the entire population if you choose. And they have a hard time relating it. Okay, we have Mike from Kentucky. Line one. Go right ahead, Mike.
Hey, do you think that survey that J. Kirk Wibe and William Binney kind of endorsed is worth doing? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I certainly do. It's a very...
Hello?
We just have to get... Yes, I'm here.
Okay. About half of what you said just it like got blanked out by some noise or something. Go ahead.
Okay. That survey is among the best. It probably is one of the best surveys out there. What we need to do is see the results from it. And I'm sure that when it has been properly analyzed, we will see the results from that survey.
I never did find out when it was done. I mean, how long it was supposed to last or how many people they were looking to sample or whatever. I went ahead and did it I don't know, a year and a half or so back. I never heard anything back, so I'd assume they're still fishing for more people to take it. It's kind of hard to find. I guess you might have a link to it if people still want to take it.
Actually, I'm not sure whether the survey has been closed. As far as to my knowledge, that survey was closed out.
Okay.
In I want to say last October. I believe that's
so.
It. Yeah, October 2018. I'm sure you will hear from Kate Ryan out in Western Massachusetts or Kate Smith. They will be getting back to you with results, I'm sure. And if you'd like, if you write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org, I will go ahead and give you Kate's email, since you have taken the survey, so that you can get in touch with
her. I don't know. I may have it. I don't know. But my issue is not involving any known direct electronic targeting, you know, like to my physical person. I have various forms of tinnitus from different things, I think. But There's, I think, an intolerance to some type of enzyme, like, I'm trying to remember which one it is. It's in a lot of the food, not a natto, but some of the food dyes can cause tinnitus. So salicylates, like what's in aspirin. I've always had that when I take aspirin. I get a high-pitched tinnitus. Now, the local oscillator in the old TVs, which was around 22,500 hertz, I think, used to feel that more than hear it. You know, if you had a TV, the old rotary tuner type, they had an oscillator in there that was way high like that. And the 19,500 kilohertz tone in the FM radio, when they go stereo, I used to be able to hear that. I don't think I can actually hear it anymore as I've gotten older. But what my issue was the job that I took when I was asked to help out in the late 90s. I don't know, summer of 97, 98, I started noticing some problems with the phone lines. And then we were asked to produce some videos for some different activist groups. I don't know, did you ever listen to shortwave radio much?
Shortwave radio? No. But okay. We do have somebody in Connecticut who claims to have actually sent a signal back to his perpetrators. And I don't know how successful he was, but he did that.
You know, I'm sure that if you can figure out a way to figure out what frequency they're hitting you with, you could return it. But this Rick Tyler, he went by, was Voice of Liberty from Liberty, Kentucky, but I think he was actually operating. He just had a post office box there. I'm not so sure about whether or not he was some kind of a, you know, an agent or whatever, looking like on a fishing expedition, looking for who they could draw out and get involved in their different activist groups. But he hired us to do a video on the Southern Poverty Law Center using Jim Floyd, Alabama. And then another group called the Take Back Kentucky group hired us to do a video. And I think that might have made us a target. I got, you know, over the years, a couple of times, I got a weird email from somebody that may have been, I was told, a local police officer that went working for the FBI. But there has been several occasions where I would come back to my work at an odd time, and as soon as my butt hit the chair, the phone would ring, and it would lock up our fax line with the audio of cell phones from two states away, you know, South Carolina or Tennessee or all these different places, and it would be phone audio from people who thought their phones were off. And no phone company guy could fix it, you know, and they laughed. You know, a lot of it kind of conspiracy, just two-way radios. You know, they'd come up with every explanation they could. I've documented this pretty thoroughly, and, you know, for a while I thought it was a glitch, but then I had a private investigator that I tried to explain it to. He was one of them that blew it off as a two-way radios or something, the local water district or utility company's radios was what was doing it. And I said, well, there's no way I can hear a Mexican guy at a restaurant in South Carolina because of that. And it's not, you know, FCC blew it off as Part 15 interference, you know, basically saying that, well, your phone has to accept any interference that it gets and this sort of thing, which is a joke. But I finally got in contact with a Bell Lab scientist through Facebook by accident. And, of course, he was, his name was James Kopp, and almost immediately started cussing me out and said I didn't know what I was talking about. And I have this on videotape where it occurred several times, and we have kind of a local cable access channel. So there were several occasions where I just, when it happened in the afternoon and I was there, I put it out over the air. And eventually I was able to, the former manager had changed the phone features to where I think accidentally they put *69 on both lines, and he was only paying for one because I was able to get *69 to work to get the number that people were calling from. And I could get it to release the line by dialing the number back, but I started telling people what they'd been doing, and it freaked a few people out. Like, after a while, since nobody could fix it, I was actually kind of hoping that somebody would charge me with harassing communications so that I could get this into court and put it on the record of what was happening, because we were paying for these phone lines, and it literally interfered with them thousands of hours over the course of 22 years. And this Bell Lab scientist, after about 2 days of sporadic back-and-forth messaging, he finally asked for a couple of the phone numbers. And after that, it changed. It migrated from our dedicated fax line over to our main phone line. And I got started getting complaints from people saying that the phone would be giving them fast busy when they knew I wasn't talking to anybody. And then I couldn't make calls out. I couldn't dial out 911. I mean, there was just all kinds of stupidity there over the years. And I've got a couple hundred dollars people have donated to me to file a formal complaint with the FCC. Whether it'll do any good or not, they have to, by law, answer it. That's what I understand.
They do.
Yes. So I'm trying to assemble something like that and make it as concise but complete as I can. It's going to end up being several pages with a whole bunch of attachments because I used the free version of Phone Detective to document a bunch of them, plus I've got a bunch of handwritten notes. And I had one woman kind of freak out on me that worked in a circulation department of a very large newspaper. Her phone called and locked up the line, and it was her personal private phone, but I couldn't hear anything when hers called. And she was very interested enough to listen to my explanation. And I just told her, I said, look, you work for a circulation. She told me who she was, and I told her what was going on. And she said, well, I don't understand why they're doing it. And I said, well, you survey your subscribers, right? You send out surveys for your newspaper subscribers. You try to determine the average income of the household, what the medium income is, or average income, what section of the newspapers different people read, and stuff like that. And she goes, yeah, it's useful information to sell the newspaper advertisers on, based on readership. And I said, well, the phone companies are sitting on a mint. They can spy on people and they don't realize it. They're right there like the girl that lived in the jungle until the gorillas accepted them. And so people are carrying around these phones and even cordless phones in their house, and their behavior is candid. They listen to entertainment, and they profile everybody that way because, within less than 10 words, they've got your voice print. And if you're around the phone that's, able to turn, that they know the location of, and they know who else is in the room and who you're interacting with, AT&T finally, I think in 2002 or 3, started commercially selling what they called Hancock software, and it is the same as Facebook. It profiles you and the friends of your friends of friends out to two rings around you. And there's no telling how long they had that in-house, without selling it openly after, the Patriot Act and all that kind of got blown open by Mark Klein. I've talked to fiber optic technicians and telephone technicians that have worked on some of these secret facilities that are like hidden floors and skyscrapers. They're actually called interstitial floors, where you can't get off you can't find that floor with the regular elevator. You have to go up a freight elevator and have a key or a key card, and you better have your ID ready when you get off on that floor, because the security [S2] Right. [S1] Is pretty lethal. Pretty lethal. It's really like out of the movie The Matrix. It makes me wonder if the, it's just Hollywood's predictive programming. I mean, showing us what was coming.
Hold on to that movie real close, because we're getting to be right in the middle of it, I believe.
It's really when I went to work at this place in 1997, it was like a trip down the rabbit hole pretty quick. And I think Facebook is just about like the QAnon phenomenon. It's just about ran its course for phishing for people that are targets and gullible, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're about to crash Facebook and start over with something new, or three or four things new, and just divide the audiences up even further.
Okay, so we have another caller right after you here. We don't want to lose him. We're almost running out of time. And can you write me, and I'll give you my phone number as well. It's 508-857.
Hang on, my pen quit writing here. 507.
No, 508.
Okay, 508.
857.
Uh-huh.
8334.
Yep.
And you can text or call time.
Yeah, I don't, because of this, I refuse to carry a cell phone. I've heard too many things from people. They don't realize how much they're giving away about themselves by being around these things. Let me get it again.
508.
Yeah.
857.
Yeah.
8334.
Yeah. Yeah, it's caused me problems because I don't carry a phone, but I've demonstrated to people why not to do that. I don't even like cordless phones, but I'll let you go. And is there a certain time frame you want me to try to call you? Daytime?
Afternoon Eastern.
Okay. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay, we have... Catch you then. And we have Ken from New York. Go ahead,
Good
Ken.
Evening. Good evening. Yes, that was a very interesting call. Very good, thank you. You know, do you have, I also have a slight amount of tinnitus. I also have diabetes. I don't know whether they're connected or not, but whenever you complain about anything, they always blow it off by telling you it's due to diabetes or it's due to something else. Or I don't for a minute think that I'm being targeted or anything like that, but this has been going on for years. But I'm wondering if it could be aggravated by cell phone towers or not. And
I believe it could be. You know the things that you're supposed to stay away from with tinnitus. You've probably...
Which is?
Well, you should stay away from...
Maybe not.
You should stay away from nicotine. You should stay away from caffeine. You should stay away from... stimulants.
Okay. Well, I can tell you a glass of wine doesn't deaden it any.
Okay. Yeah.
I noticed a latency between the phones.
I see that.
Yeah. The question I was going to ask is, do you know of anybody that's familiar with constructing Faraday cages? I don't mean anything complex. I'm thinking of something like a capacitor where you would just have two layers of a metal, like a foil, and some kind of dielectric in the middle of them. What I'm thinking is, I'm wondering whether... my problem is I have a technical background, but I'm not an RF engineer, so I wouldn't know what the correct gap would be between two layers in order to make it effective, like a capacitor, which is probably one of the few things that can short out
52,000.
I'm sorry?
52,000.
52, the gap?
Yep.
Oh, okay, very interesting. 52,000 of an inch.
You want to use tungsten if you can.
That would be a little bit of a problem. What could be used as a foil? Could copper or?
I would say copper.
Yeah. That I might be able to get a hold of. I was wondering if I could experiment by using a closet or something of that nature. I've been a repair technician all my life. I was then I got into manufacturing. So I'm like a do-it-yourself type of experimenter, that sort of thing. I don't have an engineering degree, but I've been around it all my life.
Yeah, I would do this, too. I would research buying copper powder in bulk, we'll say, maybe a gallon or so, in mixing it with a clear epoxy and painting the inside.
Yeah, I heard you mention that.
Yeah, and then putting your copper over that and make sure that all of the joints are secure.
I know, for example, if you take a small can, doesn't matter really what kind of metal it is, as long as it's pretty well sealed all around and making a contact and you ground it, I put my cell phone inside like a small, like one of those Altoid cans or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Cough drop, and it works. You ground that, you put it in a can, and as long as the cover touches the body, and I have a small phone. I got like a 10-year-old Nokia phone, a relatively dumb cell phone. And when I put it inside there and I dial a number, it won't ring.
Huh, about that.
Yeah. As long as there's no gaps in it. If you have it open, even a crack, the microwave will get in.
And even your induction.
I'm sorry. Your
air induction into your Faraday cage has to be in an S format so that you don't have a frequency or a wave coming directly straight into your Faraday cage through your intake and exhaust systems. So you want to make your intake into an S so that the frequency will actually bounce around and get lost or break up.
Would something like this be better built in a basement where you have cement? I have a full basement.
You have more room to work with. You have more room to work with, and you also know what is behind your work.
Hmm.
So I agree with that, yes. I have a gentleman in Rhode Island. His name is Peter. He is very experienced and quite knowledgeable in the construction of RF-proof enclosures. And I will put you in touch with him if you write me or text me at my phone number,
Would I use your email, the Frank at Target? Use that one?
Yep, I will forward that to him, and he's very, very knowledgeable, and he will spend the time with you to go over the various differences, and maybe you've brought up a couple of things that maybe he hasn't. So, be great.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Hey, yes, sir.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.